This is the Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Well, as you would have heard by now, Australia's underworld has been absolutely smashed by a who's who of the gangland charged after a genius federal police sting sparked the nation's largest ever crime bust. We are talking about a Trojan horse. It's a digital Trojan horse that was put into the pocket of Australia's most dangerous criminals. It began 3 years ago after the crackdown on other modified encrypted smartphones. This is one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in the history of crime fighting in Australia. It was a dual deal done between the AFP and the FBI. But Trevor Long, our tech guru, is just as amazed, in fact, more amazed than me, at how this all came about. Trevor, thank you once again for joining us on the Night Shift, mate. Is this a bloody great yarn?
Mate, at dinner last night, I just kept saying to the kids, shut up, I want to watch the news. This was 20 minutes of the news. This was huge. And, like, honestly, this is the best story in tech. Because we always think that, you know, the cops are struggling to keep up with technology because you've got cyber bullies and pedophiles and all this stuff.
But
this
and the dark net.
This just makes us realize, yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? But they are still working hard. They are still fighting crime. And, mate, they have absolutely smashed this. The idea here is, right, years ago, and we would be blissfully unaware of this, but, you know, criminals had these devices that were essentially BlackBerries without all the cameras and all the other stuff. And they were only used to communicate with each other. So we think of burner phones as being, you know, a cheap smartphone, a cheap phone and a SIM card. This was next level. This was a phone that could be, so it was encrypted. Communication from one to the other was encrypted. So it was, they were behind police lines. It was perfect. But the cops worked that out and they shut that company down. And then over a couple of beers, an FBI agent and an Australian Federal Police agent went, well, I mean, it's good that we've shut that down, but what do we do now?
So it was like a hole in the market. They shut down an organisation called Phantom Secure, which was that Canadian company you're talking about. It sold thousands of these devices, and they were used by criminals. So they shut it down back in 2018, and they thought, hang on.
They all need a way to communicate. Still.
Why don't we find some criminal influencers?
That's actually the best line of the whole thing. We think of influence, we think of, you know, women in bikinis touting bloody skincare products and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Oh, criminal influencers, who knew they existed? And they've just gone, let's build an app that does exactly what they need. But no, we're not going to put it in the app store. No. We're going to put it on phones and you can only get the app if you get the phone from us. You have to pay a subscription. They go the whole nine yards on this thing. You know, because you and I can download apps from the App Store that are encrypted and Telegram and Signal and WhatsApp. They all do what these guys want. But these guys don't want to feel like they're normal people. They want to have their own underworld communication tool. And that's what this app and device became. But little did they know that the AFP had cracked the decryption so that those messages going from one to another, from one crim to another, talking about hits and drugs and all that stuff, was being viewed in real time by the police. Not weeks later, if they, you know, grabbed their phones, in real time they were viewing the messages. Brilliant.
Yeah, but the criminals, I mean, the amount of guns and money and information, and also, I understand, possibly averting a massacre at a restaurant or a cafe that involved machine guns. I mean, that person's been taken out of the loop, and it's all because of this COVID Trojan horse app. It is unbelievable. And
they had 11,000 crooks using it around the world, 1,700 or something in Australia alone. You know, this is a worldwide ring. These raids over the last 12 hours, 24 hours in Australia have been taking place around the world. There are worldwide press conferences about this takedown of the underworld. It's brilliant.
The thing is, they had to reveal how they caught these people because in court, to get a conviction, you have to present evidence. And that's the sad thing because they've had to show their hand. I mean, the logical thing is, geez, keep using it.
Yeah. But that they created a market once before by shutting down the first company. They've created a market again by shutting down this one. All they've got to do is find the right influencers again, don't they?
It is the most amazing tech story I've ever heard.
Mate, I have great respect for our law enforcement officials, for police officers, for everyone, but I have this next level respect for the cyber crime people who not only came up with this idea but executed it, you know, had the wherewithal to stick with it for so long. You know, it's an unbelievable. This will be movies. There'll be movies made about
Oh,
this.
without a doubt. But the thing is, finding criminal influences. I'm sorry, I can't get over the term. How did they convince these criminals to encourage other criminals to use this device?
Mate, I can't even. This is. I mean, I'll be honest. There's some tragic stories in our lives where, you know, the Daniel Morcombe story is one that I think of when I think of how that case was cracked, like how they found the killer. It's a brilliant story about conversations on planes and all this stuff. Those kind of stories, when you hear the fullness of them, is amazing. And this is going to be one of them. The whole process of going through this might take many years before we find out, but it will be brilliant.
And Trevor Long from EFTM, it would be remiss of me not to ask you about Jeff Bezos going into space on the first crewed flight of the new Shepard rocket. I know you love this stuff. What's going on here?
I do love this stuff, but let's also remember this isn't really like going to the moon. This is low Earth orbit, so it's going higher than any plane goes, but it's not, you know, it's not like you're looking back at the whole globe. You know, you can certainly see the curvature of the Earth and stuff, but oh, I don't personally, if I'm going to space, I'm going to the moon. I'm not going to low Earth orbit. So good on him. But he's taking his brother, like what a legend brother, because he's a squillionaire. So you'd want your brother to bring you into space, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's his brother Mark. But how much? I mean, apparently you can go on this flight if you want. What's it worth?
Oh, and mate, they will sell these tickets for hundreds of thousands of dollars because this is also a huge market. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic. You've got Blue Origin, I think it's called, which is Bezos's company. Then you've got SpaceX, which is Elon Musk, and that's part of Elon's plan too, is to have the ability to fly these rockets up out into what they call space, and then fly around the Earth and land back on Earth. It's a much shorter flight because you can fly faster in space. So this is the future of travel, not just tourist travel, but also you know, long haul travel at short periods of time.
Tell me quickly, what can you tell us about this Jeff Bezos? I know he's 57, he's the
Mate, he
world's.
created Amazon. I mean, he created Amazon.com. You know, selling books directly over the internet to people. And now they sell everything, anything, and everywhere. Plus, the thing that people don't know is Amazon Web Services is basically the power, the computing behind nearly every website in the world. That's where they make their money.
He's worth, I think, a net $187 billion. That's not too bad. Has he usurped Elon Musk in this space race?
No, Elon wins the space race because he's heading for Mars and he's getting ready for that. He's doing business with NASA, sending you know, astronauts to the space station. Bezos is not at Elon's level yet.
All right, you sound a little underwhelmed by Jeff Bezos, Trevor, but I had to ask you while you were there. Trevor, thank you for your help.
Cheers, buddy.
Always good to talk to you. EFTM, how do they get your app?
Mate, go to the App Store on your iPhone and search EFTM.
Simple as that. Trevor Long here on the Night Shift on Triple M.